For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. Listen. That silence is the sound of the moon coming between the sun and the earth. That's the way it will sound August 21st when a roughly 70-mile-wide strip of South Carolina through Greenville, Columbia, and Charleston will experience a total solar eclipse. Though it's a rare event, some people in the Palmetto State experienced it once before. On March 7, 1970, 11-year-old Hap Griffin of Sumter saw a total eclipse in the backyard of a friend. Even before the event, he had a great interest in astronomy and had looked forward to the eclipse. He still remembers his reaction.
I was blown away. It's not normal to see darkness in the middle of the afternoon. It's just something that is so foreign to most people that it's a surprise to see it get darker than dusk. I was in Sumter. So I believe for us it was total for about a minute and a half.
Not far away, Joel Osborne, now a retired Anglican priest, was climbing with friends 150 feet up an abandoned forester's tower in the Manchester Forest near Sumter.
We would check the sun every now and then and say, okay guys, here it comes. And then saw something strange. And it was the shadow of the eclipse coming across the ground. I was so enraptured by watching that, I didn't even look back to the sun till the shadow got where we were. And then as it passed, I looked back down on the ground and watched it retreat.
Osborne would not become ordained for another 30 years, but said the eclipse experience moved him forward in his spiritual journey.
Now, we had been laughing and joking and having a good time climbing that tower. We came down in awed silence. It was such a wonderful gift from a loving God that says, I want you to see what I make. It was a blessing to my soul.
Like Osborne, Griffin said his group of friends was awestruck by the eclipse. But humans weren't the only ones. It affected nature's creatures as well, said Griffin.
Just as when it gets dark in the evening, you hear the birds stop chirping, you hear crickets come out, and that happened. And I heard dogs barking. They knew something was wrong for it to be dark in the middle of the afternoon.
The fact that two total solar eclipses will occur in almost the same spot in one lifetime is a great rarity, said Griffin.
It turns out that for any one particular spot on the planet, that the average time between total eclipses for that one particular spot is about 400 years. So for Sumter and Clarendon County and the areas down in that part of the state that saw the eclipse back in 1970 and are going to be right in the middle of the eclipse path this year, that's really rare.
Griffin is an astronomical photographer, but said he'll try not to get too wrapped up in taking pictures this time and said others should do likewise.
I'm hoping to automate as much of it as I possibly can so that I can take my eyes off the camera and just observe the event that's happening and observe people around me, observe the sky, the stars that come out, and don't be so wrapped up in trying to take pictures of it because you'll see a gazillion pictures on the internet the next day.
Griffin plans to observe this eclipse in Wyoming, where it may be less cloudy and humid. As for Osborne,
if I can get back on the tower, I'll get back on the tower, if it's still there. We'll be somewhere good.
Griffin advised people to do research on eclipses, to take the time to understand what they're looking at, and appreciate this amazing spectacle. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.